today's international report, we go to Kenya, where in an effort to combat ocean pollution and climate change, a local group named Plastic Revolution in the Lamu area of coastal Kenya have constructed a traditional dhow sailing boat made entirely from plastic trash collected from the country's beaches and towns. The boat is making its maiden voyage from Lamu to Zanzibar in Tanzania. The 500-kilometer expedition will visit communities along the way in an effort to change people's perceptions about plastic waste. Correspondent Joseph Jira has this report from aboard the plastic boat in Mombasa.
This is the flip-floppy boat as it is commonly known. It is a first of its kind, a 90-meter sailing boat made from 10 tons of discarded plastic. It has been built by a team calling for a plastic revolution to stem the flow of up to 12 million tons of plastic waste dumped into the world's oceans each year and to highlight the potential for plastic waste to be reused. Alinor Ismail, a principal secretary in the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, says the world is fighting a battle against climate change and the growing threat of marine life from waste and pollution in the water.
We all know today that we have problems of climate change in the world. The seas are getting warmer, oceans are rising, and people who are living in coastal cities and the rest of the country to keep our environments clean. Our seas clean, our oceans clean. Although plastics are a menace, and we should do everything to make sure that we control them by not actually dumping waste in the seas.
The dhow was launched in late 2018 in Lamu, northern area of coastal Kenya. It has now partnered with UN Environment's Clean Seas campaign, which engages governments, the public, and the private sector in the fight against marine plastic pollution. Juliet Biao is the director and regional representative at the United Nations Environment in Kenya. She says the ban on plastic bag in 2017 by the government pushed Kenya ahead of everyone in the fight against sea pollution. According to UN Environment Organization, at least 90% of sea waste is plastic.
We are showing a good example to the world. I'm also happy to see that UN Environment is part of the solution. UN Environment is really building a very innovative partnership with private sector to really on innovative solution to accelerate the Agenda 2063, which is the Africa agenda.
Nearly 2 years after Kenya introduced the world's toughest laws on single-use plastic bags, the Flip-Floppy project is playing a vital role in engaging the public at large in thinking about plastic differently. According to Nancy Karigidu, a principal secretary of Shipping and Maritime Affairs, this is a learning expedition for young engineers in Kenya. It allows them to see that plastic can be reused in other useful ways rather than throwing it into the sea.
It's shown the world from Kenya, from Africa, that plastic need not end up in the sea as litter. It can be used for other noble uses like transport. And we are looking forward to leading the way and the rest of the world copying this in order that we may now have a better way of using plastics.
Every single element of the boat has been constructed by hand, and the whole boat has been clad in colorful sheets of recycled flip-flops. The flip-flops have been collected on the beach cleanups on Lamu's beaches, where they are the most prolific items found. Ali Skanda, the lead boat builder, said the next challenge is to set a sail and inspire people up and down Africa's coastline. They want to encourage people to look at plastic waste not as trash, but as a resource that can be collected and used.
The main aim of this project is how we are turning our world toward being a very bad point. So we have been really heartened and seeing the plastic increasement and the growing industry of plastic, especially when we have been watching in our oceans and environment, proving by our eyes how many donkeys and animals are dying out of sucking plastic, looking at our beaches, our destruction, and it is our chance to turn up at this moment.
During the Blue Economy Conference hosted by Kenya in December last year, governments committed to protecting oceans, seas, lakes and rivers, the flip-floppy cleanses expedition comes a month before the next UN Environment Assembly, in which more than 150 ministers of environment will gather in Nairobi. The boat is expected to arrive in Stone Town in Zanzibar on February 7th, where the flip-floppy and cleanses team will meet up with conservation music at the Busara Music Festival. There they will engage with festival goers to spread the word in the fight against marine plastic pollution. Joseph Jira, Mombasa, RFI.